Chapter 22, The Storm. Our gang of five headed west to the deep woods. Carr and Ocarina took the lead. Doc flew in the middle. Me and Dobro went last in line. The rods weren't heavy, only awkward with that wind pushing against us. Dream Flyer and Flower Sun were a few hours ahead, finding a safe path to follow through the deep woods. The wind should have been at our backs. It wasn't. We were flying straight into a wicked wind. I knew storms here in the middle woods. This wind's direction was odd, not right. And it growled like in my nightmares.
Over there! Dream Flyer tagged some branches! Carr shouted. Looks like we're on the right path!
Crack! Spark clouds were getting close, rumbling warnings. Up ahead, I could see Ocarina's yellow crystal flashing. She turned and shouted,
Guys! We have to fly lower! Too many spark clouds ahead! We need to fly under them!
Her voice was difficult to hear. I thought about Ocarina and my dream flight, flying after the dangerous and powerful Fire Opal. I believed she always knew the right thing to do.
What about sparks heading for the ground?
Dobro yelled back.
Lower is less risky,
was all she said. Her attention was focused on looking for sparks. Ocarina and the yellow crystal had bonded. I remembered how well it guided me in a storm with Carr. Carr gave us a thumbs up to follow Ocarina. In a close line, we zigzagged in short lifts and dives, turning right and left away from sparks heading our way. A few came close, but missed us.
Look, over there, a blue glow. It's the trees giving us a signal,
I shouted as loud as I could.
Ocarina, follow that blue path.
She gave a thumbs up. My stone and Carr's stone began flashing. We were entering the deep woods, a place easy to get lost. Carr flew next to me and pointed to a tree.
Bongo, you can speak with that mother tree ahead. We need to find Dream Flyer. I haven't seen any tags in a while.
Long flashes lit up the sky. The thunder sounded like explosions. The wind blasted by.
Got it,
I shouted back to Carr. We all followed the mother tree's blue trunk to the ground and stood around her. My stone glowed a bright green. I put my hand on the bark. A face with worried eyes appeared, looking us over. I could understand her voice in my head. I listened for a few minutes, then thanked the mother tree. I turned to Carr and the others. Dream Flyer's hurt. He's around here in a circle of trees. They are protecting him from the wind with their branches. Flower Sun has given him some of her healing seeds. The mother tree said we need to block the portal, fast. This wind does not belong to our forest.
Over here!
Shouted Ocarina from above. She was flying ahead, looking for a circle of trees. Her yellow crystal was glowing nonstop. The four of us followed her and landed under some low branches. Flower Sun was sitting there. Her long leaves covered Dream Flyer. Her red roots wrapped around him. There were holes around her face where she had pulled out some healing seeds. Dream Flyer didn't move. His head rested on his pack.